Apparently, there's a scam now involving weed.
Right.
Let's talk to Kristen Johnson, Director of Communications for the Better Business Bureau. What's the scam?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. So absolutely. There's a couple of different scams out there. The one we see appear the most often has to do with delivery. So people are wanting to have their weed delivered to them, and they search online for a place that will do that. They buy the marijuana, and then they get a text from the delivery driver saying, I need you to give me $300 for delivery. It will be refunded once I make the delivery. And what ends up happening is they never get their weed, and they're out $200 to $300. And we've seen this over and over again in New York, in Massachusetts, Colorado, California, places where it's been legal, recreational marijuana has been legal for longer than Connecticut. And even though we haven't seen this yet here in our state, we know that if it's happening elsewhere, especially border states, it's probably either here or coming this way.
About to be, yeah.
Well, what do these people say the reason for the $300 is?
They call it a delivery insurance, and they are basically holding your weed hostage, the weed you think that you bought, but really it doesn't exist.
Right.
And say, you know, in order for us to ensure delivery, you have to pay this extra fee. And some people have, you know, realized pretty quickly, oh, this is a scam. And so they've gone on to the BBB scam tracker to warn others, but they're still out
the amount
that they need for the actual
nice.
Weed. Yes.
BBB.org. Love it.
BBB.org/scam tracker. And we always tell people, you know, if you're not sure about something, go on there and look it up and see if other people have been targeted or if you've been targeted, even if you haven't lost money, go on there, fill out the form and warn others. And that's how we learn about these scams.
So we're talking to Kristen Johnson with the Better Business Bureau about weed scams.
Yep.
Now that it's legal in Connecticut, get ready. So one mm-hmm. is the delivery insurance. Mm-hmm. What's another one?
The other one is with edibles. So we had a report from someone in New York that they bought what they thought was like a candy bar, and they received it, and they realized it had been sprayed with synthetic weed.
Ooh.
They took a bite, and they got a burning sensation in their mouth. So not only did it hurt their bank account because they spent money on something that wasn't really what they thought they were buying, but it also was bad for their health.
Right. That's scary. That's very scary.
Yeah. So you got to be careful about obviously what you're ingesting. And what we're seeing also is just like any other common online scam, you purchase something and it just never arrives at your doorstep.
Oh, that's happened. And shirts are missing, yeah.
The common thread with all of these is they ask for payment through a digital wallet app like Zelle or Cash App. And the problem with those, if those are not connected to a credit card, oh, I'm losing my voice here, is that it's really hard to get your money back. And
here
they
go.
Know it.
Ha ha. Go ahead.
There you go.
They know it. So
you did it the polite way.
I should have hacked
you. You did it the way I hear in the library if I'm
right.
talking.
Right.
Usually the tap on the shoulder.
I'm the librarian. I think I have it back now. So
okay,
you never want to use a peer-to-peer app with a business that you're unfamiliar with. Peer-to-peer apps were really designed to be used with your peers, with your friends. You go out to lunch and you one person pays you. You pay them back through Venmo or PayPal or something like that. If you haven't done your research or you haven't done business with this company before, you probably don't want to use a Cash App.
How do you know if a company is going to share your information with jerks? Like I've been recently getting a lot of texts. Hey, your Apple account's been frozen. Hey, your Amazon account's been frozen because of suspicious activity.
Oh,
that gets your attention.
Yes, it does.
And mm-hmm. luckily, I'm not stupid enough to click on the link.
Right.
But how does that happen? How do people get my number?
And you need to look at the privacy policies on these websites. If you can't find a privacy policy, that's a red flag. A lot of times, these scammers will create websites where they'll steal legitimate pictures off a real website. For instance, in this marijuana scam, they will take the name of a legitimate brick-and-mortar store, create their own website, steal pictures off of it, and just change the name and the URL by like one or two characters.
Wow.
And you think you're on the legitimate website, and you're really not. It happens with all sorts of products out there, and marijuana is just the latest one. So you want to make sure there's actual contact information on that website and call that, make sure it works. There's an address. Look up that address. Make sure it's not just some vacant building or empty parking lot. If it is, that's a red flag. And then you want to take it a step further and do your research. And research needs to see what other people are saying. Go to BBB.org or Google the name of the company with the word scam. And you brought up the text messages. If you don't know where that text message is coming from or where that link is going to lead to, you did the right thing. Don't click on it.
It looks real, though.
Yeah.
Now, I hear about these stories all the time, so I see it, and I'm like, yeah, okay, scam. Mm-hmm. But there are people out there who just, they think that it's real, and they'll click on it.
Yep.
Yeah,
so by law, a company cannot text you unless you signed up for that communication. So, you know, you might go to like a clothing store's website and they'll say, oh, sign up for our emails and text messages and get 10% off your first order. If you have not signed up for that communication and you start getting text messages, it's likely fraud. It's likely not the real company because it would be illegal for them to do that. And the thing is, scammers don't play by the rules.
Yeah. See, Apple, I've signed up for the texts because they need to communicate with
me. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So in that case, I would contact Apple and say, are you sending these text messages?
Well, you know what I did?
Has Mike help in compromise?
I just figured it was a scam. Uh-huh. And then I just used all my stuff. And if they blocked me out, then I would say, oh, that text was probably real.
Oh, legit. Okay, good. Yeah.
Now
you're back inside. Yeah.
So, all right. We're going to link up your site to our site. Kristen Johnson, Director of Communications, Better Business Bureau. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anytime.
All right. Talk to you soon. Man, people.
Yeah, someone tells me I need $300 to weigh in. I'm like, you keep going then.
Right. You need $300 to deliver me $60 of weed.
Right.
I'm good.
In that case, just keep on driving.
I didn't realize there was delivery now.
That's pretty cool, huh?
Do we have that established in Connecticut already?
I don't even know.
I think they're looking into it. I don't think it's done yet.
I don't think so either, but I would say if it's going to happen, it sounds like you have to call these distributors direct.
That'd be like delivering booze, though. How do you know if you're delivering it to someone who's 21 or older?
I have no idea.
You can't get booze delivered, can you?
Not in this state that I'm aware of.
I thought there was a booze delivery service.
There might be, but I'm not aware of it.
Boober?
Boober.
Hold on. Ruth?
There's an app called Drizzly. I'm pretty sure.
Right, I've heard of that.
What's it called?
Drizzly.
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 And I know at least during the pandemic, a lot of stores were delivering.
Alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Nice. See?
I had wine delivered.
Yeah. I've been doing it wrong. All these
too drunk to drive.
That's really what it's for.
I need more.
I'm out and I'm drunk.
Nice.
Chaz and AJ. That sounds pretty good, by the way.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So you are able to get booze delivered to your house currently in the state of Connecticut.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. What's it? Mixed Children Distilled right in Sandy Hook does it. They come to your door, and they actually ID you right at your door. And if you're not able to produce ID or anything like that, they'll take it and return it back
to
the store.
Awesome. What was their gas money for coming out there?
Yeah, it's a service charge.
Yeah, it's all a service charge. I don't know. I've never done it. I just go to the store, but I know people who have done it.
Right.
I don't know how much it costs. Obviously, I'm sure it's all dependent on...
Yeah, the size of your order, blah, 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 how far away you are.
How about ice cream sundaes?
That's got to be immediate, or it's just a pool of goo.
Get here now!
Thank you. Ed North Branford.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, my brother?
So the medical weed, though, is they've always had delivery with the medical. With the new regulations, with the recreational, I don't know. But the medical is always been, you just have to have your card on file with that. You can only go to the same distributor, too.
Okay, but they'll deliver it.
Yeah, because they know you're of age.
Yep.
That's great.
You already have an account. You have your card on file, and they know all that, yeah.
Right.
And the medical, the medical has no tax, correct?
No, I believe medical does have tax. So you're paying a license fee. You're paying $100,000 for the state, $100,000 for the doctor for your card, and then I think they have. I do tax. Yeah, but I think they're not taxing it to you. I think they're taxing it to the grower.
Okay.
It's still to you though.
But it's way cheaper than buying it for recreational. I've been talking to people who are doing that.
Right.
It's like 30%, and then some. And then the town gets to put like 1.whatever% on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All these fees, like, well, nobody has it right now to compare it because it's like all running out. So, but there are still just medical places too. Like if you go to Westport, they have medical. But if you go to Brantford, which is one, they were medical only. Now they're medical recreational. Now Brantford's out, and you can only really go to Westport to get stuff if you had to.
I wonder how hard it is to get medical.
They should have marijuana alert. The thing you press on your neck.
Well, medical also. You have
I've fallen and I can't reach my bong.
You have bigger limits with medical too. You can get more medical.
Yeah, less taxes, more quantity.
Yeah.
I think you get out with the 5 ounces in your trunk.
It's hard for a doctor to say you don't have anxiety.
Right.
Isn't that one of the deals?
I think so. Yep.
I think so. What are the qualifications again?
Oh, AJ, you fit every category.
Oh, yes.
Can we fill something in up now?
See everything. Yeah, I'm in there.
Hey, thank you, Ed. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I know glaucoma is one.
Right.
I don't think you have.
I don't have that. No, okay. I can see, yeah.
I know anxiety is one.
Oh, I live that every day.
that's me you.
From the second I get up.
Cancer? Glaucoma?
Nope. Thank God for that.
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood on that one.
HIV or AIDS?
Again, nope. Knock on wood. Nope.
Parkinson's?
Nope. Thank wood.
MS?
Can you find something fun?
Nope.
There's a whole list.
Yes.
I just started right at the top.
Okay.
Epilepsy.
No.
Wasting syndrome, Crohn's disease.
What's wasting syndrome?
I don't know.
Sounds like it's a real thing, though. So no and no.
Yeah,
post-traumatic stress. Yeah, and this is right from the Connecticut website, the
PTSD. Well, I was in the bucket truck.
PTSD, sickle cell.
You work with us.
Yeah, I work with you guys, yeah.
Severe psoriasis.
What is psoriasis?
Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah, I'm good now, thank God.
Wow. Ulcerative colitis.
These are real.
Cerebral palsy, cystic fibrosis.
How about just live in Connecticut? Is that in there? No?
That's on the bottom of the list.
Any terminal illness that requires end-of-life care?
The fun got sucked out of this.
But we're learning here. We're going to get to the fun stuff.
Okay, cool.
There's more. I am skipping some. Let's go to the bottom. Let's see.
Yeah.
Muscular dystrophy.
Wow.
Tourette's.
On occasion in traffic.
Chronic pain of at least 6 months duration associated with a specific underlying chronic condition.
How long have you been here?
Or other treatment intervention. 13 years, AJ.
Yeah, I suffer from chronic pain, Phil.
Chronic pancreatitis. Movement disorders associated with Huntington's disease.
Man. Damn, why did I think it was easy for anyone to get the...
Right.
I thought anxiety was on the list.
Right.
It's not necessarily on the list, but if you go to a doctor that hands these out and you say...
Hands them out, rephrase.
Yeah, here's $20, give me the thing.
Which they exist. We've heard a few.
Nice.
Right.
Yep. They and everybody knows, you go to this town, you ask for this doctor.
Right, ask for the special.
Yeah, they go in, you say, well, what's the deal? You tell them what the deal is. Yeah. Okay,
I'm uncomfortable going out of the house.
Well,
you've got this.
Yeah. Right.
But did you see any of those, like anxiety or?
I skimmed. It's a long list. I skimmed. I didn't see anything specifically, but I also don't know what all the words are.
Pretty soon it'll be if you're a UI customer or Eversource.
I like your just general. You live in Connecticut,
right?
You need this.
Wow.
Is there a live in Connecticut on there? There should be.
It should be right in the bottom.
That is not on the Connecticut website anyway.
All this stuff on the bottom says, or live in Connecticut.